This is the Night Shift. The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
You remember earlier in the week, we were talking about the possibility of choosing the type of dream that you have. Really? Yes, you can. All you have to do is make subtle changes to your bedtime habits according to a dream expert. The dream expert I'm talking about is author of the Dream Dictionary from A to Z and the Dream Decoder. Her name is Teresa Chung, and she says a perfect night's sleep with sweet dreams is possible if you know how. And the wonderful thing about this is you can actually get a good night's sleep and dream pleasant dreams without alcohol, without drugs. And that's, I think, what we all want. What we all want is getting a good night's rest. And Teresa Chung, the author of the Dream Dictionary, is on the phone live now from the UK. Good morning to you and welcome to the Triple M Night Shift.
Good morning, and it is a dream to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Where in the UK are you speaking to us right now?
Can't you tell by my accent? I'm right by Windsor Castle.
Are you really? So we could not only talk to you about dreams, you could be our royal correspondent as well.
Absolutely. Yes, I can see it from my window, the castle. Absolutely.
All right. I'll ask you about Prince Philip a little bit later. But let's talk about dreams. Dreams, for some people who don't sleep well, can be things that people want to avoid. Nightmares, reoccurring nightmares, dreams that terrible things happen to you, monsters chasing you, teeth falling out, I believe, is a very popular reoccurring nightmare. And my favourite dream, and the dream that I wish I could conjure up at a moment's notice, is the flying dream, where you're flying and you can control where you're going. That's my favourite dream. So can I ask you, Teresa Chung, dream expert, can you control your dreams?
You can. Not a lot of people know that you can, but you can do that. And it's actually, there's growing interest in lucid dreaming, which was made famous in the Leonardo DiCaprio film Inception, which is entering a dream, creating it and controlling it. It takes discipline and time and practice, but it is possible to do that. And most people at some point in their life will have had the experience when they're in a dream and they know they're dreaming. And that is beyond exciting. And actually, Xbox, the video game, I only just found out about this yesterday, is actually creating a dream now that's powered by the lucid dreams of the gamers. So exciting. You know, there's a strong link actually between playing video games and having really, really exciting dreams.
There's an old saying by Shakespeare, sleep perchance to dream. And a lot of my listeners who, well, most of us, we have to sleep during the day. And sleeping during the day is often very, very difficult. And if you are having dreams that are upsetting you and getting in the way of that sleep, that can cause serious, serious problems with relationships, with your professional life. So how do we go about controlling our dreams, and when that nasty dream enters our head, turning it off and forming something positive?
Well, dreams are a commentary on your waking life. So the place to start if you want to control your dreams and have sweeter dreams is your waking life, because your dream will comment and offer new insights and perspectives on your waking life. So the first place to start is to change your attitude towards dreams. So many people fear them, especially nightmares. And I've made it my life's work, because I've been writing about dreaming forever. If you go and find out about me, I've been writing for decades about dreaming, have written dream dictionaries. I'm now doing a podcast called In Your Dream about helping people understand their dreams with celebrity guests. But what people need to understand is that dreams are a gift from your intuition, and stop fearing it. Even nightmares are things that you should actually wake up and think, well, my intuition has something so important to say to me. It's using frightening images to get this message. And if you are frightened of nightmares, you've got to think in metaphor and symbols. And sadly, in the modern world, we've lost the ability we once had in ancient times to think beneath the surface and think, well, because a monster's chasing you in your dream, it doesn't actually mean it's a real monster or a murderer or somebody out to get you. It's actually something within you that you're not confronting. You've got to look at every image in your dream as a symbol, a metaphor telling you something important in your waking life.
So when you find yourself confronted with a dream like a group of people are hunting you with guns and you're hiding, hoping that you won't get caught, which is a common dream, or your dreams are falling out, that's another common one, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to say being hunted and being chased is something, there's stress in your waking life, something, be it career or whatever, or your own perfectionism. A lot of people are their own worst enemies, and your dream dramatizes that, the movie, to try and get the point across in the only way it knows how, is that there's some amount of stress and there's something in your life that you're not confronting and you need to deal with. But the teeth falling out dream is one of the top five most common dreams. I get so much mail about it. And it's simply, when teeth fall out, it's simply a transition from one stage of your life to another. And again, stop fearing it. You know, children lose their baby teeth and we don't scream and cry in horror. Don't do that in your dream either. It's basically saying something's changing in your life. It's something out of your control because you can't control it when your teeth fall out. So just go with the flow a bit more. That's what it's saying. There is also an interpretation that it could be a fear of appearance or how you look, because teeth, you know, when you smile, you show your teeth. So you need to look into that. And in this age of Zoom and, you know, social media, everybody's concerned about their appearance and maybe getting older. It's a fear of that because, you know, losing teeth is a sign of more maturity. So there's all these factors, but only the dreamer will really know the interpretation of that. Is it change? Is it fear of what I look like? Is it getting older? But that's why it's such a common dream, because these are universal anxieties that we all have. And the dreaming mind expresses that for you in the language of symbols.
I'm talking with Teresa Chung, who is a best-selling author, expert on dreams. She's talking to us live from the UK. Just quickly, what are the top five dreams?
The top five dreams are, number one is falling.
Yep.
And that tends to mean if you're falling, that you are feeling overwhelmed, out of control and unsupported. And the key in that dream, we talked about becoming lucid in your dreams, becoming aware, is to actually maybe enjoy the falling, relax, go with the flow a bit more. If there's a lot of anxiety in the dream, when you wake up, you need to write that down and try and understand why you're feeling like that.
What's the next one?
The next one is flying. You mentioned
love it. That's my favorite.
Of course it would be, because I can tell by your voice and your personality, you take yourself lightly. And your dream is expressing that. It's saying that you take yourself lightly, as we all should. We all take ourselves far too seriously. So you're having that dream. I hope you're enjoying your flying in the dream, because if you're not, if you're anxious, it maybe suggests that you need to.
No. I love it. I'm just disappointed when it's over. And I wish I could turn it on like water coming from a tap every night.
You can. Flying is actually a precursor to lucidity. That's knowing you're dreaming when you're dreaming. And when you're flying next time, because it's quite an extraordinary thing to happen, isn't it? Next time you're in a dream and that happens, you've got to say, am I awake or am I dreaming? And that's a tip, actually, for anyone who wants to control their dreams, is during the day, start getting to the habit and say, is this a dream or am I awake? Because sooner or later, as your dreams reflect your waking life, you're going to do that when you're asleep too.
You know, usually when I'm dreaming, I know I'm dreaming and I come to terms with it and I go, enjoy it. Or, come on, try and control this. You're being hunted. You become the hunter. I actually do have these conversations. I'm a little bit strange, Teresa.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
We mentioned teeth. So what's the next one?
Teeth flying, falling, out of control car. Now, that's obvious. A symbol of, are you a passenger in that car? And who's driving the car, right? You've got to find out that somebody else is in control of the direction of your life, because a car in dreams is the direction your life's heading in. You need to get into that driver's seat. And if you're out of control when you're driving, get control of the car. The dream is trying to tell you that things are out of control and you need to get back in the driver's seat of your own life.
Okay, and I think we've got one more.
One more, anything with water, water-themed dreams. Now, water is a symbol of emotion.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
Yep. But if you dream of drowning, that shows, again, consumed by emotion. But can you breathe underwater? Breathing underwater is a wonderful dream, showing that you are managing your emotions well. And this is a very positive dream.
There was an old wives' tale. I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, but that if you have the falling dream, you always wake up before you hit the ground. And the myth used to be, if you don't and you dream that you hit the ground, you'll die.
No. That's
have you heard that?
Yeah. Yes, I have many, many times, and I never repeat it because it's such an inaccuracy, and it makes people fear their dreams. And if anything people get out of this interview is, please don't fear your dreams. They are a gift from your intuition, giving you a powerful message to offer you a new perspective that can help you evolve in your waking life. Dreams want us to evolve as human beings. They're the intuition, the higher self, if you want a different word, trying to help us evolve. And you can control your dreams. Before you go to bed at night, talk to the pillow and say, I'm going to have amazing dreams. They're going to teach me things about myself I didn't know. I'm going to discover my inner potential and my creativity, and it's going to be fun.
Your worst nightmare, if I can use the term, would be Freddy Krueger and the Nightmare on Elm Street movie series. Boy, oh boy, what did they do? They did for dreams what Alfred Hitchcock did for motel showers.
Yes, but talking about horror, you know Stephen King, Vivid Dreamer, he dreamt the plot of Misery in a dream.
Yeah.
You can actually use nightmares. Nightmares actually are the stuff of great novels. Salvador Dali, his dreams, you know, Coleridge, Kubla Khan, all these amazing...
Oh, yeah, but what was he on?
Yeah, I know. That's probably not a good...
In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree where Alf the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. God, what?
And twice, I can go on, and twice 5 miles of
pressure. I know. What was I on? But what was I on to remember it? Listen, I'm talking to dream expert Teresa Chung, author of The Dream Dictionary from A to Z and The Dream Decoder. It's fascinating talking to you. Can I ask you this question? Is it possible, or has anybody really dreamt the future? Can you dream the lotto results? Can you dream, if you're psychic, can you dream something that's going to happen to somebody or yourself?
Well, you can, and I actually co-authored a book with a neuroscientist who's studying the possibility of intuition. And you know that, you know, there's a lot of investment in the military about, you know, the power of intuition, sensing the future, because obviously it can save lives. Precognition is a science right now. There are studies on it. And I wrote a book called The Premonition Code, which was looking into the possibility of precognitive dreams, how they can happen. And there's a huge amount of data out there. Yes, it is possible to glimpse the future in a dream, and I have thousands of messages from people who have done that. Now, people say, well, why don't you dream about the lottery numbers? Why is it always so vague, you know, images? And the reason is, this is going to sound cliched, but your intuition, your better self, knows that it's the wealth of your soul, really, not your bank account, that your intuition knows is what matters most in life. And that's true. At the end of the day, people never really think, oh, I've got all that money in my bank account, or I have this amazing career. They think about who they are, who they loved, whose lives they've touched, you know, and amazing things like looking at a sunset. And your intuition knows that. It will give you glimpses of what truly matters in life.
I tell you what, it's amazing what goes on in your head when you're supposed to be relaxing. Your brain, your mind, it never stops working. And one more thing, I dream in colour. Is that normal?
Yes, it is. I mean, but some people dream in black and white. It's colour. It's, you know, also you need to look at the symbols of the colour. What is there a particular colour that's particularly strong in each dream? Because, for example, if you dream of the colour purple, that's a very spiritual colour, suggesting that your dreaming mind wants you to be more intuitive. If you dream in orange, it's a creative colour. Your dreaming mind's pointing you to be more creative in your life. If you dream of green, it's suggesting you need new beginnings, fresh perspectives, more harmony in your life. All the colours, colour, every scene, every image, every word, if you hear words, has a hidden message for you. And according to the Talmud, a dream not interpreted is like getting a handwritten letter from someone who knows you better than yourself and not reading it.
Wow, that's fantastic. You are fascinating. And I want to invite you back on the program in a couple of weeks. And would you be happy to take calls from my listeners about their dreams?
Absolutely, we can do on-the-spot interpretations. As I said, I've been writing about it for 20, 30 years. My HarperCollins Dream Dictionary A to Z is everywhere.
All right, well, let's do that. It's an invitation that Jess will get onto you, and we'll get you on the program soon, and we'll invite our listeners to ring in and you can interpret their dreams. Now, you are within eyesight of Windsor Castle, so I'm also going to invite you to be our royal watcher.
Okay, okay. Absolutely. And have I got a posh enough accent?
Oh, absolutely. Compared to mine, my golly, you are up there. Can I ask you this? In Great Britain, where you are, what's the latest on Prince Philip? Do you know?
Well, of course, he is in hospital still, as to be expected for a person his age. But, you know, he's a fighter, so I'm sure he will be coming home to Windsor Castle very soon. But obviously, at that age, you have to expect it.
99. Well, we're very fond of him here because he says the most outrageous things. He's just got no filter, and Australians love that. The other thing is the Meghan and Harry Oprah Winfrey interview. What are people in Great Britain saying about that? How do they feel about that?
Actually, because of COVID and all the crisis, I think people are kind of switched off. It's not as exciting as it would have been
really?
In pre-COVID times. Yeah, because we've kind of like shifted our perspective, you know, because we're worried about living and dying now.
You've got more important things to worry about.
But Harry is very loved, and there are a lot of people that do have a lot of sympathy with them escaping, as it were. But of course, being in Windsor, where a lot of people think they are royalty, even though they aren't, there is, you know, it's, you know, horror that they should do this and, you know, shake up the Queen at her late age, you know, like this. You know, there is horror.
But you're right. There are a lot more important things to talk about. And that is COVID. Just one last thing. How is Great Britain coming to terms with COVID? It was an absolute mess. How is everybody feeling about the travel restrictions, the mask wearing? Do they think that Boris Johnson's doing the right thing? What's the general feeling in your circle of friends?
Resignation. I don't think there has been tremendous confidence in Boris Johnson. But, of course, he was dealing with an unprecedented situation. Not enough information getting through to us. But I think at the moment we're all resigned. We've been in this massive lockdown. Schools go back on Monday for the first time for a long time. Hairdressers open on April the 12th, we've been told, and the whole country is supposed to be open on June the 21st. Whether that will all happen, it will depend on if the death rate keeps falling, which it is right now. But one of the reasons it's falling is because we're in this really harsh lockdown. It's going to be interesting to see. But I've had my vaccine. You know, I've been very impressed with the way, the speed that that's happening. I think we are kind of like leading the world in the speed of the vaccine happening. So maybe that will make a difference. But of course, there are all these variants now coming where we don't know if the vaccine is going to protect against those variants. So it's ongoing. And of course, all people have got right now is their dreams, really. I've never been in so much demand because so many people are dreaming because, you know, sleep's the kind of the best option.
It's a great escape. It's a great escape. And if you can escape with a dream that you're happy with, well, there you are. You have been an absolute pleasure. Teresa Chung, the author of The Dream Dictionary from A to Z and The Dream Decoder, plus a stack of other books. I'm going to the program again in a few weeks where we can take some calls and interpret people's dreams overnight. Lovely to meet you.
And you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm absolutely honoured.